Hello, everybody, and welcome to an episode of This Week in Quality. We've made it. We've made the move from This Week in Testing to This Week in Quality. It's very exciting. And thank you to everyone who is joining us live right now. For those who are joining us, we are on a different event hosting platform called Wistia, and we are testing it out for the very first time. And we have just discovered that it is not possible for folks in the chat to share a link. There seems to be a ban on sharing links. Myself as host was able to, but other folks aren't. So apologies for that. If you are trying to share your Ministry of Testing profile or your Motiverse profile, I'd recommend we could share that on the Motiverse Slack if you do have access to it. So I'm hopeful someone has set that up and you can share your links on there to follow up on all the stuff that was shared today during This Week in Quality. Wow. Well, what can I say? I am joined by the wonderful co-host, Demi Van Malcott. And Demi, yeah, how are things with you?
It's been such a busy week. I have the feeling I still haven't recovered from MotorCon last week. So much going on. And it was so busy at work. Yeah. But we made it. I do have to say, I wasn't able to keep up very much with what has been going on this week. So I'm hoping that you guys can help me catch up on what is happening this week in quality and in testing, because I'm not there.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing you. It's certainly been, I think I referred to it on the social media as the MotorCon come down, kind of post-event feelings, particularly of a big conference like MotorCon, which is previously known as Test Bash. It's a very, very interesting experience is what I can say. Maybe we can go into that a little bit more throughout this episode of This Week in Quality. And I just want to say, yeah, first of all, I guess just a bit of the admin side of things. So this is episode 107. And thank you to those that are joining us on the podcast. It is, for those who are joining us live, this is an official Ministry of Testing event. So the code of conduct is in place. So please be mindful of that. You can find that on the Ministry of Testing homepage in the footer. So something that I wanted to call out. So Rosie Sherry, founder and CEO of Ministry of Testing, she put out a really good post the other day called Test Bash is Now MotorCon. And I'm going to post that link because I have the capabilities to post links. So that is available in the chat for folks to follow up on. But I thought it would be useful if I can just read out a few lines from it, because I thought they were important to mention on This Week in Quality. And it's all tied into why we are no longer calling This Week in Testing and why we're calling it This Week in Quality. So here goes. Rosie said, over the past couple of years, it has become increasingly difficult to talk about and advocate for the work we do under the banner of testing. Testing has always supported quality, yet quality is about supporting the whole system. All our work in the Motiverse is shifting towards that quality mindset. Software testing will continue to be a huge part of what we do, yet to advance the industry, we feel it is essential to swiftly change with the times. With a quality mindset, we can give more focus to the systems we build. This change is a cultural change. We aim to innovate, remove silos, and build bridges across the tech industry. And of course, it will be led by the energy of the Motiverse people. I thought it was important to call that out. Demi, I wondered if you had any thoughts on that. I know maybe you've not had a chance to read it. As you said, your week's been busy recovering from MotorCon. But yeah, what's your take on that?
I think it's very cool that we reached that place, because I have the feeling that so far, a lot of us have just been working on getting testing be a part of the conversation so that we can now have quality be a part of the conversation. Means that we've progressed so much in what we can achieve as testers and quality engineers as being part of the software teams. So I think this is a good sign that all over in the community, in the different companies people work at, that testing and quality is more accepted and more part of the conversation. So I think it's very cool that we get to do this shift to quality, that we can discuss now more than just testing.
Love it. That's a great way of framing it. Thanks for sharing, Demi. Very cool indeed. So yeah, there's a lot we could cover about MotorCon. What a wonderful conference. And maybe it's a good opportunity for us to get people on stage in a little bit, and we'll explain how you can join the stage using this Wistia. We will share a link that should give you access to join join us off stage, we will see that you appear on our screen as hosts and we will be able to bring you up on stage. But we'll do that in a little bit. I wondered, yeah, I guess before we do that, I could call out some of the other things that have recently gone live on the Motiverse. So there's a couple more Leading with Quality episodes. These are conversations with Rosie Sherry. So there's been an awesome one with Anne-Marie Charette, Building Bridges, Leading Without Boundaries. And another one with Stu Day that went live, I believe, yesterday, Building a Quality Brand. I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to check out both of them yet because things have been very busy at the moment, but I have a hunch both of them will be very good, given Anne-Marie and Stu. They're just wonderful people. So I'm going to share a link in the chat for those that are following along live. Do, after This Week in Quality, do go check them out and have a good watch and listen. And yeah, share your thoughts. If they spark some ideas or some reflections, you could always post that as a memory post, which is a way of blogging on the Motiverse, which is very cool. You can just upload an image, share some conversation, like some thoughts that you've had with other people or with yourself, and then put it out there. And talking of which, we have seen so many photo memories go live last week during Moticon and also this week. We are adding it to a dedicated collection. It's the ultimate collection for Moticon 2025. We're at 135 items now, and it feels like sort of social media, where you're getting an insight into what people were experiencing at Moticon and what they've experienced since. So again, I've shared a link to that. Excuse me, there's some wonderful photos. Like, you get all different angles, all different takes, all different perspectives. It's a real sense of a community coming together, meeting each other, learning from each other, and just having a really good time. So it's been lovely from Team MOT's perspective, seeing people post, and we encourage people to do more. I got stacks of photos that I need to go through. I've only been able to upload a couple, but I've got hundreds more to get through. So do, if folks haven't seen it, do go check out that collection. Comment on people's photo memories. It's a lovely way to stay connected. Start following each other, and you'll start to see across the site there are following feeds on various bits of content. So when someone comments or someone awards a star to say thank you, for example, you'll see that appear on your following feed. So it's all connected, and it really is just awesome to see that. Demi, were there any particular photo memories that jumped out that you thought were fun and entertaining or just sparked a reflection for you?
Well, it wasn't, I believe, a photo memory, but I saw a recording of the crafts table at Moticon, and I kid you not, like, there was some table and suddenly all these craft materials had appeared, and before which the entire table was filled with people just like making bracelets and painting mugs. It was so crazy, but it was a moment of calm, I believe, in a very busy day that people can just like concentrate a bit on something else and express their creativity. And I loved just seeing that recording of all the people, yeah, doing the crafts. So that was so fun to see.
I loved it. Yeah, because I got a glimpse, a glimpse of the crafting as I was rushing around, going from one place to another. I didn't get the chance to stop, but that's no worries. That's just part of the deal when you're the event team. But it was amazing. It was so, like, so engaged. And the video that Rosie cut really captures the essence of it. So yeah, look out for it on that collection. It's called the Moticon Craft Table. And actually, there's many more people we need to tag in it. So if you are listening today or you see someone that isn't tagged, comment on that memory and then we can edit it and tag accordingly. And then that will then appear on that person's Motiverse profile page. So yeah, that's on yours, Demi. It's on Eamon's. It's on Christine's. It's on Pretty's, Aisha's, et cetera, et cetera. It's a nice way to join things up, which is cool. Right. Well, shall we, Demi, jump into the chat and see what's been sharing? Because I've been busy looking to the left of my screen. I'm now busy looking to the right where the audience chat is. So, it's great to see folks joining. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Matilly, Eamon, Stephen. Our lovely stuff. Jesse, AD, Marianne, Michael. Rosie, branding looks good. It looks great. Interest me. I think live. Let me just see if I can bring this up on stage. Let's have a look.
Testing the buttons live, everyone.
Well, hey, so for those who are following along live, Rosie Sherry says, we're listening live on the road. I can confirm it works. That's very cool.
No.
Yeah, for folks who are tuning in, like a radio station, they might be in a car or train or wherever, they've got a good connection. It's amazing to know that folks can join on their mobile device and just get stuck in and join in. Because I know the previous platform that we used to use, which we can name, it's called Crowdcast, was a little bit sketchy when it came to folks on their mobile devices. But hey, I don't want to jinx things. It's still early days. We are only 18 minutes into this live event. So let's see what happens, right? But what I am going to do, I'm going to bring those slides back on stage. There we go. Brilliant. Cool. Demi, anything else from your week that you'd like to call out before we jump on in and start inviting people up onto stage?
What I found amazing to see was also a bit overwhelming. I don't know for the people that aren't in the MOT Slack, but there is a Slack channel and it's called Modifications. And it just tells you everything that is happening in the Modiverse and the amount of messages that came through of people being awarded stars last week was amazing. I like they thanked the people that were giving a talk or a workshop or just the event team and the ambassadors that were volunteering there on the events, helping out with everything. It was amazing. I still need to give out some more stars because I haven't gotten around to it yet. But it was so cool to see everyone just giving their thanks and appreciation freely to anyone and everyone involved, whether it was from a conversation you were having at the conference or some insights you gained. It was so fun to see all the notifications modifications coming through on the Slack channel.
It really was. It just went wild. We were like, yes, this is so what we were hopeful that would happen. And it should be even more straightforward next year. So all in-person events are now part of a professional membership, and community stars can only be awarded by people with a professional membership. So it's just going to be even more straightforward and we expect more stars. But I'm actually off screen and I won't show it, but I will explain what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a chart called Community Stars Awarded by Members. So not including us who work at Ministry of Testing, because we tend to give out a lot of stars, as expected, of course. So September 30th, so this was the Leading with Quality Day, we had 31 stars dished out, which is a massive jump from what we tend to get daily. And then October 1st, which was day one of Moticon, 65 stars were awarded, which is just a world record. Absolutely spiked the chart I'm looking at. And then October 2nd, we had 37. And then it jumped down to 23 and we're averaging lower numbers there. To your point, Demi, go for it, right? We absolutely encourage people with a professional membership to go and dish out stars. It is lovely when people receive that notification and there's a little message attached to it. It's a lovely form of gratitude. It's very kind of good community behavior, if you want to frame it like that. It's just a really nice thing to do. So just go for it. Dish out the stars. Just go on a star dishing, awarding frenzy. And put it out there. So maybe whoever joins the stage during This Week in Quality, maybe you want to go and give them a star. Go and search for their profile and award them a star. It's always a nice thing to do.
I can tell you that me receiving stars, I was so happy each time I got a notification. And when you go to the Ministry of Testing site, you also get a notification of all the stars awarded to you. But I remember on the day after Monocon speaking to one of the people that gave a workshop, and he was like, it didn't get a star yet, but he was so sad about
it. Oh, crikey. Oh, maybe if that person still hasn't received a star, let me know, Demi, and then we can work out who that is and what we need to do about that.
Yeah. So we will get to work on that to make sure that everyone who helped out in Modicon receives some stars. We'll love that. So if you guys haven't given out stars yet and you have the ability to, please do so. I'm telling you, people love getting stars.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, yesterday made a start on awarding stars for folks who were part of the event team. So there was a small team of us, small team of volunteers who had put themselves forward to help out, to support the 2-day conference. And boy, oh boy, did they work hard. They were everywhere. They were making sure things were set up. They made sure things were cleared down. They were making sure all attendees had a good experience and things were clear, that all our workshop facilitators and speakers were all set and good to go. So they, huge shout out to the event team. They were wonderful, giving up their time, volunteers to get stuck in. It meant they compromised on not being able to catch all of the talks or jump into all of the workshops. And they did it just out of the sheer joy of wanting to participate and help out. So yeah, huge bug congrats and thank you to the event team. They were wonderful. It was a real pleasure to work with them. I sent a message to them separately just saying, we've never worked as a team, event team before, and to be put in a high pressure environment such as a very busy and popular conference is intense. And we definitely learned some things from day one, and we had a good session in the morning on day two to tweak a few things, but we all pulled together and just got on with it. And that's what really made the difference to those attendees who joined and got stuck in. It was very much down to the event team to make that happen. So kudos to them. Which reminds me, Demi, I even had it on my mind to ask you about how was your experience being up on stage as a speaker?
Well, it was so nerve-wracking. You build up all this like anticipation and all the nervousness beforehand. So I think there definitely was like the culmination of it all. And of course, being there with my first ever conference talk, I had the misfortune of having all the technical difficulties that could happen. But I think like afterwards, you don't immediately realize like how big of a thing it is that you did until all the people start coming up to you and telling you like, hey, Demi, you did so amazing. That was such a good talk. And I was like, okay, so it was a good talk. I did a good job. And like suddenly getting that confirmation really helped getting that feeling in me that I had done an amazing thing. And it was an achievement to be there on stage and giving my first talk. So I think definitely like a lot of people that went on stage for the first time, they were very nervous because like, had the 99 second talks as well, where people went up for the first time ever as well. And they were all so nervous, I believe. But afterwards, just like hearing the applause and people coming up to you and saying you did a good job, that helps so much in increasing your confidence to try it again. So I definitely liked the experience. It was so cool that I could go up there to do that. And yeah, maybe there will be more in the future. So
I love it, Demi. We're so grateful that you went for it. And yeah, and apologies for the technical difficulties. I know, yeah, that can be very off-putting when you're just about to launch into your slides and it's not connecting properly. So yeah, we're sorry that happened. Yeah, just going for it. Like, you went for it and it's very exciting. And I love the fact that folks got to learn from you. And as you say, like, people sharing their gratitude, whether it's through stars or in person. And the 99-second talks, the queue was incredible. I've never seen it fill up so fast, particularly on day two. I shared a photo. I managed to get at the front and take a photo of the queue just as it was starting. And there's already a whole ton of people there and loads more came. It was so good. And Jesse Barkley, who I can see in the chat, was busy making a note of everybody's name and profile as they turned up in the queue. And the list is huge that he shared with us. So those talk recordings will be up on the site in the coming weeks so folks can watch back their 90-second talk. And also folks who missed it or are unable to attend can watch them as well and seek some inspiration. This is brilliant. Excellent. Okay. Well, let us get some people up on stage. So here's how it works. Well, here's how I'm hoping that it works because we've not done this before. I am going to post a link. I'm just grabbing that link now, what's called the panelist link. So people can join as a panelist. It sounds very official. So there is a link. I'm going to pin it. I think I can pin. Oh, no, I can't pin it. I wonder why that is. Maybe because it's got a link on it or something. Who knows? But there is the link if you do wish to join the stage. So different from Crowdcast, for those who are familiar with This Week in Testing. So for This Week in Quality, you click on that link. We will see that you appear backstage and then we can bring you up on stage. So if you want to come on, Eamon, yes, go for it. So click on that link. We should see you appear and then we can bring you up on stage. As Eamon says in the chat, I've only got a few minutes before I need to go, so I'd appreciate coming on first. Yes. And whilst Eamon is clicking that link, and hopefully it's working, I can see Gary sharing in the chat, chuffed to tick the 99-second talks off. Yes, Gary, absolutely. It's great to see you up there doing your thing. And also lovely to meet you in person, Gary. I know we've chatted a lot on this on previous episodes of This Week in Testing, and it was so good to meet you in person. It's very cool. So I'm waiting patiently to see if that link is going to work. Right now, I can't see anyone off stage. So let me just double check that I have shared the correct link. I'm just going to find another screen to...
Yeah, I believe it's correct. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, yes, because you... There's Eamon. Okay, here we go. Eamon, I know you've only got a few minutes, so I'm going to speak really quickly. How was your week in quality?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, sorry, I got to run really soon because I've got a one-to-one with a manager, which is pretty exciting. But yeah, no, it's a good week in quality, a good 3 weeks. I've been to a conference every Thursday for the last 3 weeks, which is very exhausting. Yeah, very busy.
Now.
Yeah, getting the community stuff going. But just, obviously, I've wanted to talk about MotorCon more than anything. What can I say? I don't really have words for it other than wow. Like, it was everything people said it was going to be. It was so great to meet everyone. Demi, it was great to meet you as well in person. Great to see you again, Simon. Well done on the talk, Demi. Smashed it. And yeah, from the minute I got to Brighton, day one of MotorCon, going for a run with some of the other people in the community, Matt, Gary Hawkes was there, and a few others. That was really fun. And then the 2 days of MotorCon were just meeting so many people that I'd either already spoken to online and finally meeting them in person, or catching up with people that I met across the year. Go to talks, go to workshops, the craft table, the hunt for stars. That, you didn't mention that, but that was super fun. That was really fun. I got 30 stars, so I got loads of merch, which was really cool. And yeah, it was just fantastic. And the come down that I felt on Friday, I can't put into words how hard that was. Absolutely exhausted, but it was worth it. And I'll do it again next year.
Thank you for sharing, Eamon. I'm so glad you had such an awesome time. And yeah, the stars. Oh my goodness. We completely forgot to talk about that, Demi, didn't we? The stars that people were able to, the bug stamp stars that people were able to get, were just great fun. It was so cool to see everyone going for it, getting a selfie with Rosie, or finding three bugs, finding bug three times, which we just had a bit of fun with. All the silly little spelling mistakes that we left on the sheet, have fun. And just great for the go and meet all the partners and sponsors that were there as well. It was a lovely way for those folks to get engaged with the community as well. Yeah, and then for those who weren't able to attend, the idea was you got 10 stamps and then you could exchange that for an item of merch from the swag shop. And then on day two, we decided to do a 2-for-1. So if you got 10 stamps, you could get 2 items, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. We have so many mugs now with bug on it. I'm wearing my Maestro t-shirt that I got to speak to them. I got a duck from Postman. I got an umbrella with MOT logo on it. Yeah, really fun. But yeah, I must leave now, but I hope everyone enjoys the rest of This Week in Quality. I'll be tuning in on Spotify later just to catch the rest. But thanks for having me on stage. Thanks for having me on the first edition of Twick. Twick is out. Yeah,
we can't put an X at the end of it because we'd be busted for pronunciation, as much as it does sound cooler. But this is Twitch. You got it. Cheers, and then good luck with the one-to-one. Hope it goes well. And yeah, we'll catch up soon.
Cool. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I see Ben Doan joining the stage. This is very cool.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Ben. So audio been improved?
The audio sounds fantastic to me.
Yeah, quality is sounding great. It's very cool. Ben, how has your week in quality been?
Oh, I completely feel all the chat about needing to rest after what an awesome week in both leading with quality and Moticon and all the things. Despite having got some rest over the weekend, I've definitely had a slow week this week in quality, but it's been interesting because there's been a lot of planning and some getting stuck in and a couple of cool things. The main thing that was very cool this week was coming back, and my team had continued the experiments that I was running, having two releases a week, and they've managed to keep that momentum going without me. So I was very grateful for my team. When I got back, I was like, yes, this is cool. We've got it. We've got it cinched now. If you can do it while I'm not here, that's a win. We can start experimenting on the next thing. So that was my biggest happy moment this week, I think.
That's awesome, Ben. I love that sign, kind of the fear that can happen when you are away from your team, whether it's annual leave or you're at a conference or just other things are going on and you set stuff in place and thinking, oh, is this actually going to resonate? Is it going to work? And that it did. That's so cool. That's a huge win, right?
Oh, huge win. I've also definitely been enjoying my bug mug this week. For anyone who got merch at Moticon, the glass mugs with the bug on it, I've been enjoying my one for sure. Very cool.
It's so cool. For folks who have been following along on one of the channels in the Slack, it was Deanna who shared that she'd put it through the dishwasher and poor old bug started to peel off. So this is the way to get rid of bugs. We don't have to pair up and debug. We just stick the application in a dishwasher and see what happens.
Yeah, I need to find out what detergent she's using, because mine's been through twice and hasn't melted off yet. So I'm going to have to investigate where this bug killing power comes from.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sprinkle it on the apps and services we're testing right now. But Ben, like, kudos to you, right? You went for it as part of the event team as well as taking to the stage. So I appreciate you put in so much effort over those 3 days and being part of Leading with Quality as well. So yeah, thank you very much for being part of it all and just getting stuck in. It was lovely to see that. And of course, always good to catch up in person as well. And we didn't have to set up a test sphere stand, which is always a bonus.
Well, that was a treat. Yes, my pleasure as always, Simon. And it was much, much more fun setting up the table, the central tables, than setting up the test bash stand. It was far more straightforward, for sure.
Yeah, and kudos to you for, we made a few tweaks to some of those tables for day two just to enhance the experience. And I think your suggestion, Ben, to have some dedicated folks on the Lean Quality Coffee table made a real difference. Got some lots of positive feedback from various people about how they enjoyed a bit of a lean coffee chit chat at those tables. So yeah, it was nice that we were able to make use of the space in the middle, not only for people to sit there and have their breaks and get food and drinks and stuff like that, but also just to engage in various activities. And again, people would get bug stamps for that and then they could convert that to swag, but also just getting people talking and giving little subtle prompts to help people just get stuck in and hopefully not feel too overwhelmed, because we are definitely aware that a conference like Moticon is full on. It is intense. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of sensory overload, and it can be full on. So we're hopeful that people getting to sit down at one of those middle tables made a difference to their experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I do love a good bit of lean coffee. I must say, for anyone who hasn't used that lean coffee approach, the concept that goes into how lean coffee runs and that kind of open space concept, there is a broader selection of similar facilitation tools called liberating structures that people can look into. And I must say, it's amazing how with a bit of structure and facilitation, how much you can open up conversations, even in groups where previously people had been quiet, not engaging, or feeling they didn't have an opportunity to speak. And lean coffee is one good example of that being applied, but there are many other very useful structures. So Yeah, I think it's one thing that some testers and quality engineers are particularly good at, but for anyone who hasn't really tried it out, have a go running a lean coffee at work. It can be absolutely awesome, especially if you've got a community of practice, maybe a quality community of practice or a software development community of practice. It can be a cool way to get the conversation going.
Yes. Yeah, and I've shared that link, Ben, as you mentioned it, for liberating structures. It's a good one. It's a real good one. I guess there's RetroMat is another one that comes to mind to spark creativity, not just necessarily for a retrospective, but just if you want to run short exercises with your team, that's worth checking out. So I'll just post that in the chat as well.
And there's all sorts of awesome stuff going on in the chat. I can see some people joining in late. So I can see, let's see, Ashutosh and Natalia have joined in as well. So welcome you guys to this Waking Quality. Just tested the new platform live, as always. And I also see Neil shared his blog about what he did at the conference, all the things he learned, and his manager saw and he wanted to add it to the company weekly updates. So that's so cool to see that your manager wanted to share that with everyone. And I see Stephen or Stefan asking if the merch is also available outside of Monocon. So I know that there is a swag store and on the MLT website, but Simon, do you perhaps know, was there merch at Monocon that was exclusive to Monocon, or can we find all the things also in the store on Ministry of Testing?
Well, there is an exclusivity to that merch to make it extra special. Some of that merch will also be, or has already gone out to meetup organizers. So folks who run meetups across the globe, some of them who attended took a whole load of stuff back. So they will be available at meetups. As far as getting them on the site, I would say watch this space.
I see Rosie sharing that it's exclusive. So,
yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, there's something special about just being part of that experience and getting them, particularly like how folks earn the swag. It was like, it wasn't just available. And I know that sounds a bit strange, but it was just a way to encourage people to get involved and just experience Monocon at that moment in time. So yes, it's very cool. But I think if there's enough demand, maybe we look at options to see what's available in the store. Oh yes, that's right. Natia brought a whole suitcase back to Berlin. Thanks for reminding me about that, Rosie. That's very cool. And AD says that Scott had to buy a holdall to get it home. There was so much for MOT leads. That's brilliant. Very cool. So, Ben, thank you for joining us. I see that Helene is off stage and looking to join us. So, Demi, I'm going to bring Helene up on stage.
Okay. We had some trouble with me joining as a host today, so I don't have access to all the exclusive buttons yet. I'm very sad about that because I love pressing all the buttons, but I'll let Simon press them for now and maybe next time I can press them.
We shall work it out. We shall work it out. Oh, Helene, it's good to see you on the stage. Thank you for joining This Week in Quality. Lovely to see you in person at Monocon. And yeah, how's your week been?
I'm still riding high on the bus from Monocon the most of the week, really. I had joined because I wanted to see Demi live on stage and, of course, see all the other talks. But I met so many lovely people. And I gave my first late night second talk, which was something I hadn't expected to do. And then I saw you could get a stamp for it. So it's like, hey, new stamp. But looking back to it afterwards, knowing that this was something I never would have done a year ago, 6 months ago, and having people be so welcoming and so interested, it was great. It was amazing. And like I said, I'm just still really hyped up about it.
So glad to hear that, Helene. And your 99 second talk was really cool. I loved the model that you shared. And I know you followed up on that as a memory on your profile. So folks can check that out. I will post a link to your profile. So folks can follow you and then go read a written version of your talk. But there was something cool about what to do in a disaster and how to manage it that I think is relevant to everything that we do as quality engineers. So I'm so chuffed that you got up on stage and did that. And yeah, very much welcome you doing more. So the Motiverse is here. We support you. Let's explore more ideas together and let's see what's possible.
For sure. It's a much broader subject, obviously, than what I talked about. So you're looking to expand about that.
Love it. Love it. I definitely feel there's an article in that, at least one, and plenty more, no doubt. Indeed, it could be of a book. Maybe there's that, but that's maybe not. Yeah, that's maybe. Yeah, well, why not? That's all I can say. Why not? Brilliant. Was there anything else, Helene, that you found this week that you'd like to share? Any particular win within your team or your workplace?
The same. It was just being at Motocon made me realize that I'd come a lot further than I thought I had. I've been at this 3.5 and just having that confirmation. Yeah, I felt really good this week at work, even though we got some news about some imminent deadlines we hadn't expected. But even though it was, yeah, we can handle this. We'll be fine.
Yeah, that's cool. You got that resilience as a team to deal with situations like that. I wonder what we have. I'm just trying to think out loud here, what we have on, I guess, risk and prioritization. I'm sure we have a collection based on risk and whether that includes stuff around how we prioritize, just as a thought. And that goes for all of our listeners today. That's where my head went to when you shared about unexpected deadlines and what we can do in that situation. Maybe I'll try and dig something out after this particular episode on that. But yeah, thank you for joining us, Helene. And yeah, do stick around. We've got about, just doing a quick time check, Demi. We've got about maybe another 12 to 13 minutes. So what I will do, I will grab that link again for the panelist link and post it in the chat. Again, if folks do want to join us, they can click on that link. I'll see a notification to see that you've joined backstage, so you won't immediately join the stage, and then we can bring you up onto the stage to join in the conversation. Demi, I guess whilst we're waiting for more people to appear, whilst Motocon was happening, we released a new course.
You get to
do. Yeah, why not?
It's
a course by Richard Adams. It's called Everyday Security Testing, A Practical Guide to Getting Started. So Richard, a wonderful human, awesome person. He was at Motocon. He was just brilliant. He did a 99-second talk, a couple of 99-second talks, one on grief and why we don't talk about that enough. And I have the utmost respect for Richard doing that and starting that conversation. So thank you, Richard. And this course, yeah, go check it out. There is an update from Sarah Deary, our learning and development lead. So I'm going to post a link to that for folks who want to follow up on that. So that's available to all professional members. You can get stuck in immediately. Just register and off you go. So yeah, it was lovely to see that go live whilst Motocon was happening, of course. That's we do all the things. I think I saw, yeah, even a few more articles we managed to ship as well at the same time. So yeah, there's a lot going on.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, we're a team of 7 permanent employees. So yeah, we're just going for it. We wouldn't have it any other way.
I do think that all the people that couldn't come to Motocon really appreciated that the contents kept coming because they were obviously already missing out. So any of you guys in the audience and you didn't get to come to Motocon, you can come on stage as well and share what's been happening while we were busy with the conference. I'm sure we missed a ton. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's always tricky, I think, in the world of community where there is such a big event such as Motocon where folks aren't able to make it. And it's always gutting that they're not able to. And I guess we have to be a bit sensitive of like just talking about Motocon because it's like, well, I wasn't part of it and I'm missing out and that's annoying. Or people may switch off and be like, well, that wasn't for me. However, having said that, I'm sure folks who didn't make it are still loving the fact that they can see the photos, that they can read people sharing their learnings and their experiences and what they're reflecting on that would help a person who wasn't able to attend. So I really do see value in that. So please don't let that put you off who did attend, keep sharing, right? It is very cool that you can do that. I see off stage we have AD and Nat. I think AD jumped in just before Nat. So AD, if you can hear me, I'm going to bring you on to the stage.
Hello, how are you all?
Very good, AD. It does look like your camera is on, but I can just see just a blank screen, or maybe you've covered up your camera.
Well, no, I'm a laptop that doesn't have a camera.
So oh, there you go. Oh, wow. That's really interesting. So we tested.
You still had to blur it.
Oh, wow. There you go. I'll grab a screenshot.
That's been really just into a camera, but the other one.
I love it. I love it when a webbing app tries to find a camera and doesn't know what to do with it. It looks like...
It's like AI slop. It's just made a camera up that doesn't exist.
So, AD, lovely to catch up at Moticon, as always, and leading with quality as well. But how's your week in quality been?
Tired. I'm still recovering. I'm still a bit, what is it, Moticon come down or whatever. Yeah, whatever it was called it. Yeah. I was so exhausted by the end of day two. I couldn't even make it to the evening social. I was literally in bed. I was in bed by 7 and turned the light out and went to sleep at 9. I was just absolutely exhausted. When I signed up to be an ambassador, I didn't know that involved getting to the first day conference at 7 a.m. We up at like 5:45 to have time to get a shower and breakfast and stuff.
Heck yeah, AD. No messing.
I did put it in the chat. It was very tiring, but very worth it. And I'd definitely do it again.
Love it. Well, I'm so glad you're part of it and involved in so many different ways as a speaker, supporting the workshop folks, volunteering all over the places. So yeah, very grateful.
When me and Scott arrived, we came straight from the station to the venue to help set up. So yeah, we were on it from the start.
No messing.
Michael just asked, more importantly, was the form accessible? Well, I made 2 errors signing on because it doesn't take your name across when you do the link. So I didn't even notice that there was a blank field to fill your name in to join the stage. And then when I filled the name in, after I'd submitted it, it unticked the accept terms and conditions. So I failed twice. So the usability could be better. I don't know about accessibility. I didn't time through it. Tested in production. Are we up to 4 or 5 bugs so far? So we've got a leak bug. I've got a scrolling bug. For some reason, at certain points, the chat starts scrolling automatically. You have to catch it up. Don't know why. But yeah, this platform seems a lot more stable than Crowdcast. It seems a bit more friendly as well. I don't think anybody else had this, but on Crowdcast, when you selected emojis, the selection box stayed open once you chose it. Even if you click back in the box to start typing it. So I had to close and open the chat every time I posted an emoji.
What? I remember that. I'm glad that's not happening right now.
Yeah, I think we've had a good move, but yeah. Yeah, Scott got a box that was, he estimated it about 15 kilos. So when we got back to the hotel at the end of day two with this massive box, he went to Sports Direct and bought himself a big holdall. And he still didn't have enough room, so some of it went in his case and his backpack. So, yes, the people of Leeds will be very grateful for lots of Moticon swag when we have our end-of-year one. Let's all grab the leading with quality special.
I love it. That's so cool. I love the fact Scott had to go and get a holdall. That was brilliant.
Well, I thought it'd be easier to manage that than like literally a giant box.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for sharing that. Lovely to hear from you. And yeah, congrats on being part of the first ever official leading. Oh, not leading. You said leading, and I'm saying leading this week in quality.
Yes, you're Twix. I don't think you can spell it like that, but you can pronounce it as Twix. That was Brent's suggestion.
Yeah.
No, Twix.
Twix. Let's go with Twix.
I would say it's betwixt and between. I'm gonna leave now, so to give Nat a chance to have a chat.
Wonderful. Cheers, AD.
Nice being. Bye.
Bye. Natalia, welcome to the stage. How has your week in quality been?
Hi, Simon. How, Demi, Helene, and everyone. Can you?
Yep, can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I've got a...
The sound just dropped for me. Anyone else?
Yes, it did drop. Now, so if you can still hear us, the sound lasted for a couple of seconds and then it cut out. We got 56 minutes into the episode without having audio issues, so I'm impressed with that, to be honest.
We probably jinxed it with too many talks of it going smoothly.
Classic. Well, Nat, if you can hear us, please do keep trying. I can see from this side. Ah, Natalia says on the chat, I am experiencing very weird lag. Ah, oh, that's a shame. I'm sorry you're experiencing that. I wonder what options you may have around closing and rejoining, if that might clear something. I know that's not the most helpful thing to have to do during a live show, but maybe that will help. I can certainly, let me rejoin. Okay, cool. I was going to say I can remove Natalia from the stage, but it looks like that she's jumped off and is going to come back, and we shall see. This will be a good test to see if it's possible for someone to jump back in and get stuck in. Excellent. Demi, is there anything else in the chat that's jumping out whilst we're waiting for Natalia to rejoin us?
I see that Josh is joining on iPhone/Safari and has found a very weird thing happening where the return key sends the message instead of the send button. So there's weird bugs going all around here. Lots of us to see. But yeah, anyone else, if you find any bugs or something, do let us know. We find them very interesting because we're testers, of course. And two, we want to make sure that the new platform works as good as it, like as well as it could. So if there's anything we can improve or look into for the next time, do let us know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Natalia is back. Let's see if, Natalia, is your audio working?
I think it's working now, and I know why. What happened?
What happened?
So when you click to join the stage, it opens a new window in your browser, whereas right. The previous one, where existing one remains. Because I was listening to AD, and I was like, why do I have this? Basically, two ADs with 5-minute lag, because I had the existing one open, and then on the back one, on the stage. And only later realized, okay, that's why I get this lag. So next time when people join in, watch that this tool will open additional new window and then you will be in both and you will have this very awkward. I am. So yeah, I closed the previous one and I'm on a new window, so it's all fine.
Ah, good shout. That is a very good catch. And I can see Ben also experienced that as the default that it launches not within the tab, but a new tab. That's good to know. That's good
to
know.
Wild indeed.
Yeah. Cool. I'll be very quick because we're at time. So yeah, MotorCon was excited. I was volunteering this year. What I can say, it's been within. It's an enormous amount of effort to put any event together, right? So I think it was mentioned somewhere, and I think I would never take any conference meetup for granted, right? It's a lot of coordination, it's a lot of scheduling, it's a lot of work, right, to make it smooth. And anything can go wrong, like literally anything. So one stand that we, as the simple thing is, to make the table work, you need a post-it, right? Because the whole idea was to put in one thing, what you like to learn or what's your objective, anything. But because there's so much things going on, the post-its didn't make to the event or in somebody's house, that doesn't matter. And you can see as a simple thing as missing like post-it sticky notes, the whole your kind of concept doesn't work, right? So a simple thing as this, and the big thing as like stage and sound. So a lot of efforts, all great. What do you do? Just fix forward and move on, right? So is there, yeah. So great learning experience of experimentation and failing and fixing forward, and as well as immediate continuous alignment with your team, right? And you say on a second date. So I think it's a great environment to understand what we all mean with continuous delivery and iterations and experimentations. So I learned quite a lot on this side. So it was amazing. Thank you, Motaverse and Motacon, for all this thing. I'm very grateful for my team as a like core and exchange for being, as well as MOT. They've been all very supportive and try to accommodate whenever you want to watch or have some rest and me time or join or skip social, whatever works for you. That was amazing. Yeah, and I learned quite a lot from talks. So I sneaked in between, right? And things like I listened a bit to Kat's workshop for half an hour about metrics. Whatever thing we were like talking about, it's not something you never heard of. Like, we all heard about metrics and what's important, but I think it's rethinking and in a new context. So the metrics that I had in my work a year ago is not really working now, right? So bugs, like no one made any business decision based on bugs dashboard that I have at the minute. Right now I'm thinking, why is it all worth it? Possibly not at the minute. So yeah, I don't want to take more time, but there's a lot of like little things that we learned and applying to new context, which just all idea is prompting you to see the situation from different perspective. Ask yourself, is it really working or you think that it should be? Also bold decisions like, I work in an environment with a zero defect approach. And I'm thinking like to go quite forward in my current work, right? Because that would work how we're already doing it without naming it, right? It's just people don't know about it. So things like that. But yeah, so that's briefly about Motacon, reflections and learnings as well.
Thanks for sharing that. Lovely to get all that. There's so much good stuff in there, right? And very grateful that you're part of the crew, part of the event team, doing lots of wonderful things, making sure people are having a good experience. Also, you've reminded me that your software testing live with Ben Doan, What's in the Box. We also managed to get that live last week as well. So folks can go revisit that conversation and session that you ran with Ben, which is awesome. So yeah, if folks head over to Natalia's profile, you can get a link to that and get access if you are a professional member. Sounds very cool as well. It's all happening. There's lots going on, that's for sure. Brilliant. Okay, folks. Demi, I see that just one more call out, I think, before we wrap up today's This Week in Quality. I see Judy has testing out the Q&A. So Judy says, and I'm going to add this to the stage for those who are following along live. We unfortunately won't be able to answer this question today, but maybe it's one for another time. Or in fact, it's a prompt for people to post a memory on the Motaverse. So Judy asks, thank you, Judy Mosley, going to test the Q&A option, any funny stories from Motacon that you can share? Demi, did you want to share the reply that you have replied with via text? Because it's brilliant.
Oh, well, so I saw the weird notification on it, and so I went to check it out. And the questions aren't actually visible to everyone until a host or a panelist makes them public. So I just made it public before I...
Yeah, that's great. That's good to know.
But yeah, no, during the first social, so it was, I believe it was before Motacon, but it was the evening of Leading with Quality. And I arrived earlier that day in Brighton, and I went to the social, and I was just like trying to find my place a bit in the conversation, because I'm sometimes a bit silent in new places until I find my place in it somehow. And the conversation went to podcasts, and I was like, oh, I know something about podcasts. I'm a host of podcasts, so let me just join in on the conversation now. And I shared, was saying something about how I loved This Week in Testing, because you don't have to prepare that much to do the podcast, because you can just share whatever happened that week. And suddenly, like, someone at the table was like, you're Demi from This Week in Testing? And I was like,
yes, you know me. But suddenly the whole table like was sharing that they were listening to This Week in Testing and that they all heard my voice, but they didn't realize it was me. And the next day it continued a little bit because one of those guys suddenly came to me and was like, you're also Demi from like the agenda of the conference. You're doing a talk. And he hadn't made the link between those two as well.
I love it. It's so good. It's so good. Thank you for sharing, Demi. That's a great story. And one more just before we wrap up today. And I guess, first of all, we are over the hour and Wistia is still holding out, even though we put it down for an hour. So that's a good sign. We've gone past that boundary test, which is awesome. Richard Adams shares, phone went walkabout and returned with selfies and a video. Oh, and a post on LinkedIn. Yes, Richard, I do remember that phone, making your phone making the rounds, if I remember correctly. So yes, hopefully that was a lot of fun. And Gary Hawks, if you want more from the karaoke, I have more evidence to throw into the memories. Nadia was a star. Yes, I did hear about the karaoke. I did see the odd video here and there. Wonderful. Good times. Absolutely good times.
And I believe with that, we'll have to wrap up this episode because we've already been a bit over time. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening in, for joining in the chat, for joining on the stage. We loved having you and we loved having you help us test this first episode of This Week in Quality with our new podcast software. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. We'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye.